But the question we need to ask ourselves is that a couple of years ago, Bank of Ghana is moving strongly to deal with the black market activity. Who stopped them? Why didn't they sustain it? Why was it a 9-day wonder? And what gives us the impression now that this move will be sustainable? The reality is that if you create the kind of economy that we are presiding over, it's going to be difficult to eliminate the black market. So because the black market provides an interface between the underground economy driven by corruption and then the formal economy. So if you don't deal with corruption and the rest of them, it's going to be difficult to think that merely by dealing with the black market, you will sustainably be eliminating black market effects in your economy. It's not going to work.